Ways. TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour. Your host, Gene Hodge, is a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of HodgePodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Gene brings over 20 years of experience and innovation in information systems, training, and management earned at Cigna Corporation, the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, and Pitney Bowes World Headquarters. He has taught computer and information technology courses at several universities. He has also presented career transition workshops and job counseling for outplacement companies such as Wright Management Associates, Lee Hecht Harrison, Drake B. Morin, and Pinellas Technical Education Centers. Gene earned an associate's degree in data processing from Springfield Technical Institute, a bachelor's degree in computer science from the University of Massachusetts, a master's in education from Cambridge College, a teacher certificate from Westfield State College, and is certified to teach in Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Florida. With HodgePodge Training, Gene uses a revolutionary training program process that packages each individual's unique hodgepodge of skills, abilities, experience, and passion together with computer technology to satisfy individual job compatibility and employer productivity needs. With Gene's process, thousands of individuals have gained enjoyable employment at competitive wages. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802. Or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 1-866-826-1340. And now, here's your host, Gene Hodge.
Good evening. Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour. Yes, the world's not going to get any better unless you and I do something to make it better. I'm doing my part. I want you to step up and do your part so that we can make this world a better place and go through it and pass on, but make it a better place while we're here. Anyway, I'm here tonight with my trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby. Mr. Bobby, how you doing this evening?
I am doing pretty good. How about you, Gene?
I'm doing just fine. And my trusty co-host, Mr. Dukes. Mr. Dukes, how you doing this evening?
Doing fine, Gene. How are you this evening? Having a great day.
Great, great, great.
Good to see you again, Bobby.
Good to see you, too.
Now, we're going to kick this off with the only show, and Bobby has a script, and he's going to play for you and let it go. This is the only show in America that I'm aware of that represents all of you who work out there. So if you work, I want you to know that I know that you exist. And that includes your people that are unemployed, the professionals, the teenagers, the school dropouts, the minorities, the veterans, the ex-offenders, the seniors, the gay people in the gay population, those that are bisexual, transsexual, whether they want to be a boy or a girl, or plus the immigrants and the Native Americans. If you work in this country, I want you to know that you make up our workforce, and I salute all of you. The purpose of the show is to help you out there who are looking for a job to find something that you enjoy doing instead of a job, meaning just over broke, but also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas. It's to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there, so that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, you're a network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well. So now you know the purpose of the show. If you choose to send me an email, my email is theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. And for all you listeners out there, I'm happy to say we are now on 5 stations. So you can find us in many places. We're on 1340 AM, 1350 AM at 1400 AM, and now 106.1 FM and 104.3 FM. And so we are getting out there thanks to people like you. Anyway, and so we're grateful for that. Now, for you job seekers out there, if you choose, you're welcome to watch the show. We're streamed live on the internet. You can actually watch me do the show, and I say this on most shows, and I'm going to say it again, because many of you job seekers out there, you act as though we don't see you. And our topic for tonight is fake news.
Oh, we don't want to talk about fake news, do we?
I am. But...
We banned that lying. Around here.
Many of you are lying on your resumes and everything, and lying about your age, your experience, all that sort of stuff. And so I want you to watch me do the show. Because you just got you here in my background. I want you to look at me. Look at my scars, bumps, color, age, all that sort of stuff. Because somebody's been choosing me to do what I do, and I want them to keep choosing me. And I know they'll choose you, too, if you understand we see you. What we don't know is what's going to come out of your mouth. Which is the most important thing. And so that's how come I want you.
He wants you to see he's not fake.
Right. Anyway, so I'm going to bring that up later on.
I didn't get my rim shot out fast enough.
But anyway, our subject for tonight is fake news. And I'm going to kick it off by saying we're going to play a little game here tonight.
All right.
Where I'm going to ask for input. I got five questions or six questions that I'm going to ask. And you listeners out there, you're welcome to call the show. The only thing is you got 30 seconds to give me your answer. Outside of that, we got to shut you off. But here is the thing I'm going to kind of set you up with. What is your definition of fake news? That's the first one. The second one is, how is fake news created? The third one is, how does fake news affect jobs, which is what I'm going to talk about. And let me see, that's all I'm going to talk about right now. However, I'm going to start off by setting the precedent. President Trump recently said a couple of days ago that 93 million Americans were unemployed. And you can find that out just going out to Google, 93 million. Trump said 93 million. Now, obviously, if Trump is saying that, he found some information that hasn't showed up in the last 8 years. Anyway, but you can go out to another site, which is called BLS, is the government site. And I mentioned that on the show before. It's called Table A-1. And... Table A-2. Now, A-2 is the more important to me because A-2 is broken up by race and age. A-1 is broken up by males and females and just the population. But anyway, 93 million people is a lot of people. And so he said that many of them have looked for work and give up looking for work, but the statistics say that they're employed. Anyway, he found out some things that we haven't heard in the past few years, and so I'm going to talk about that tonight, fake news. But anyway, I want you to think about that. It's time that we hear a break from our sponsors. This is Gene Hodge with Employment Opportunity Hour. We'll be right back with some real news.
I don't know where I'm going to look, but I'm going to find my purpose. Got to find out, don't want to wait, got to make sure that my life.
This portion of Employment Opportunity Hour is brought to you by Web Dynamics 4U. Need a website? Web Dynamics 4U are professional web designers who can handle all of your web services. Check them out at the website www.webdynamics4u.com or call them at 1-866-530-2135. Again, the website is www.webdynamics4u.com. Mention that you heard of them at the Employment Opportunity Hour and get a 10% discount.
Parents, educators, and teachers, have you heard of the Thinking Academy? Are you interested in helping your children or students become better critical thinkers? Do you want a guaranteed solution to real educational reform? If so, get the new book called The Thinking Academy, authored by Professor David Martin and Irv Schein. This informative book describes real educational reform, how any school may become a thinking academy, how thinking strategies relate to Common Core in the curriculum, how teachers and parents can be trained, and much more. Would you like to have a school where thinking processes are behind the basics of all subject areas? To purchase the book or get answers to your questions, just contact Irv Schein at 786-457-1755. Or email ischein123@cs.com. That's Irv Schein at 786-457-1755. Or email ischein123@cs.com. That's ischein123@cs.com.
If you have a disability or know someone who has a disability between the ages of 18 to 65 that is collecting Social Security disability payment, but you would like to get off the Social Security and get a job where you can be self-supportive, making enough income. Well, I have a way of doing that to help you. If you have an interest or know somebody, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Especially if you're in the greater Tampa Bay area, but if you know of anyone, period. This is a national program designed to help people with disabilities to get competitive paying jobs. Yeah, living in America.
Amen, amen.
Which is where we can supposedly, some of us can do what we want to do, and some of us are controlled by the others that tell us we can do what we want to do, but they control us anyway. But we're talking about fake news tonight, and I just mentioned that you're going to hear some real news. But anyway, if you out there heard me talk about this before the break, I talked about fake news as far as what do you think it is, where does it come from. If you have a thought out there, you're also welcome to call the show and give me your thought. That number is 727-441-3000. And again, you got 30 seconds to give your answer, and unfortunately, that's all the time we can give you. But I think fake news is very critical, especially as it pertains to jobs, but the jobs are the last thing that we're going to talk about. Anyway, the first question is, what is fake news? I'm going to give you what I think it is. I think fake news is just news that you hear out through the media. You hear it on the radio, the TV, see it on TV. And it's really not real news, but humans come up with these things. And they come up with it in order to get your attention, to arouse you, to get you motivated and all that sort of stuff. Because I know it's all about you learning something that you really don't know anything about, but yet you believe it. And belief is very powerful. So anyway, my definition of fake news is news that hits the media that you get a chance to read and you believe it's right, so therefore you follow it. Anyway, that's my definition. The media meaning radio, magazines, TV, the internet, and all of that sort of stuff. But anyway, that's what I think fake news is, because people come up with it. Anyway, so I wanted to get the thoughts of the rest of you. What do you think fake news is to you? Because I don't want to leave anything out. So having three heads is better than one. Anyway.
I don't believe radio. Radio never give out fake news.
No?
No, radio is always accurate. That's okay. The most truthful repetition of the news that I have found.
Okay.
I believe TV give off a lot of fake news.
Okay, but what do you think it is?
What I think it is?
Yeah, what do you think it is?
That's what WikiLeaks come from.
Okay.
I'm serious about that. It sounds funny, but
okay,
that's what it is. But also, fake news is just like the president said. It's untruthful news. It's news that try to persuade people to believe what's really not happening and what is happening. Now, you mentioned in the beginning of the show, you said, he said there's 93 million jobs available.
93 million people looking for
looking
work.
Looking for work.
Mm-hmm.
And also he said the people that are looking for work are the people that are still able to work and wants to work.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the old folks, and they're not the real young folks. They're that in the between, he says. So that's where we need the jobs to for those people to go back to work that once were working. So now what's fake news is, it was just said the other day, you got 93 million. I just heard a radio host just said yesterday that they think that figure is not right because they don't know where he got that figure from.
Okay. Okay.
So that's fake news.
Okay.
Now, they're saying it's not 93 million.
Okay. Who?
Who?
Somebody else is going to say it. Okay.
Yeah, this was a radio show host. I don't want to call his name.
Okay.
Not on our show.
Okay. Okay.
I think it's persuasive, mostly fabricated stories that are put out by a group of people or by an organization to a group of people who they know are going to buy it in order to get them to try to reassure others that this is the way things are, mm-hmm. even when it may not be. Now, what I've been told, the definition that I was told was stories that come from those who in other countries that just think they can throw it on American blogs and make people run with it. But I can tell you my definition was a lot more than that, that it exists and originates here as well by people who know who have found a group who will buy it and try to tell us that that's the way it is.
Well, if you look at it right now, you got the fight in the politician. The left is fake news. The liberals are fake news. They are producing everything.
That's what you believe.
No, I'm saying that's what's being said.
Okay.
That the left they're producing a lot of fake news against the right and against the liberal.
Okay, I don't want to get into politics on the show.
Well, I mean, I don't want to get into that either, but I just have to throw that in there.
I have no idea what the left is myself. I have no idea. But
opposite of the right.
Yeah, right. I have no idea what the right is.
And a liberal.
You know, I have no idea what that is. What I do know that I think you know out there is there's only males and females on this planet. That's all there is. There isn't anything else. Now, there are some that are in between, but they got a right to be there. Anyway.
I would like to debate that, but being that on your show, I won't debate that.
Well,
because.
Like I said, it's not a political show.
That's what I know.
Job show.
It's a job show.
Oh, and humans work.
That's true.
And they're only males and females, as we've learned the word. I have no idea what left, right, liberal is. And I really don't think other people do. They just picked it up. They picked up fake news. Anyway.
So you're saying those are fabricated as well? Or those are created by humans as well?
Right. Humans are doing all this
to make us identify.
Right.
Humans with one or the other.
They identify you as one way or the other. And that's only... And that is done strictly by one of the other parties or the other party.
Well, maybe it's just things that humans are born with in order to dominate others. Maybe it's just in the blood.
It's not born with it.
I don't know.
I'll stand flat footed and say it's not born. You're not born with it. You either one or the other.
Okay.
Now, other than you saying that
we're
you say
get
human,
the jobs.
You're a man. It's a man or a woman.
We're going to get the jobs later because jobs don't discriminate against anybody. Jobs need to be done.
No, the job don't. But the individual that handles the job does.
Oh, it's based on what? Fake news.
Based on fake news.
Okay. Anyway, this is partial class in addition to the radio show here. Anyway, question number two is, we got them out of order, but how is fake news created? Now, I think it's created... In this country, it's created by, you know, with people because we need to keep people active. And so part of, I'm not going to say the culprit, but there's not anything wrong, but many people go to college and stuff to become journalists in order to get a job. And they get a job, and their job is to put out news. You know, and we don't know if it's fake, but in order for them to keep their job, they got to put something out there that keeps people wanting to know more. Anyway, so that's where it comes from there. It comes from the internet. you know, from people that, that have all these conversation pieces out on the internet, because they can say whatever they want to say.
Yeah, and you got all these other things now. You got Twitter, and you got text.
Right, so not only in this country, but everywhere on the planet. So
true.
So people can say stuff out there.
Facebook.
Right. Anyway, so the question is you as the normal human, you don't know what to believe, so you just believe all of what you hear, I think. Anyway, I'm giving you my definition. I'm gonna hear yours in a minute.
Okay.
It comes from scams. And your scams are scammers. Now, since this is a show about job and job opportunity, all of those things create jobs. And then the people who do them make up our workforce.
So the people who are gonna be the Facebook fact checkers now have a job because of fake news.
Right.
Because they're producing fake news, that gives them a job.
Boy, we got a smart group here. Anyway, so that's my opinion as to how fake news is created. What's yours?
We'll
go to Mr. Bobby first. How do you think fake news is created?
How do I think it's created?
Yeah.
Well, kind of like I said, you have these people who have this job, journalism, whatever the case may be, and they figured that we can make money if we create stories. Instead of giving people the truth that they may not want to buy, we can give them something that's not true, but we know a group who will buy it, so let's put it out there, and then you got more people that are going to accept that. Some that can sift through it and tell that it's fake news or not, but a large group that will just take it right in and run with it. And
we'll follow it,
yeah.
Never questioning why. We'll just follow.
Yeah, and that happens.
Yeah. Happens all the time. Helps make the world go around, I guess. Mr. Dukes, how do you think it's created?
Well, again, like I said before, it's someone can come up with something that they want to print or let it be known that it doesn't have to be true. It can be untrue, but it can be persuasive or be able to encourage someone else to believe that it is. And it may not be true as it should be. It is a way that you can get some people, you can get people to actually to believe in it. And one of that, just like I got an example like this. You hear a store put on a sale, and you run to the sale, and they only got one item. That's fake, because you expected to find more than one item. They said you have to get a ring check. Well, they only had one on the shelf from the begin with. That's fake news, and you'll see that during Christmas time and holiday time for big sales. So fake news is something to prevent, to encourage you to come and be a part of something that's really not there.
Oh, that's what you think it is.
That's what I think.
Oh, okay. There was something on the news about that the other day, about there's no such thing as a sale.
Well, I just use that as, what I think that's a better example.
Okay.
So fake news, it's existed, but now we just figured out how to put a name on it.
That's right.
Basically what we've done.
And that came by the new president.
Yeah,
The new president put it out there as fake news.
So he brought a contribution that we just didn't come up with.
We knew it, but we never recognized.
And we're realizing how many other places it exists.
It exists.
You said the magic word. We already know it.
Yeah.
We just don't bring it up.
We never bring it up.
Now apply that to jobs, and there's a lot we already know. We just don't bring it up.
Right.
Anyway, I think it's time for a break that we hear a word from our sponsors. Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Trying to make sure we don't put any fake news out there regarding employment. But
yes,
we'll be right
do.
Back. Listeners, I have good news for you to help our entrepreneurs out who have appeared on the show. If you need business cards or web development or app development or printing needs or network security type work done on your system, I have the right contacts for you. Just send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com and I will connect you with the proper people to help you out. I look forward to hearing from you. Tell them that you heard about it on the Opportunity Hour.
This portion of Employment Opportunity Hour is brought to you by Web Dynamics for You. Need a website? Web Dynamics for You are professional web designers who can handle all of your web services. Check them out at the website www.webdynamics4u.com or call them at 1-866-530-2135. Again, the website is www.webdynamics4u.com. Mention that you heard of them at the Employment Opportunity Hour and get a 10% discount.
The purpose of the show is to help you out there who are looking for a job to find something that you enjoy doing instead of a job, meaning just over broke. But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well. People want truth. If they know what it is, I don't think they want fake news. But we're here to talk about jobs, to try to give all you job seekers out there what you want, which is something I think you want, something enjoyable, something that you like doing, where you're productive and you're using your true natural self and getting paid. I think everyone would like that. I don't want any of you out there to get a job. I want you all to get something that you like. And it's very simple. Let us choose you because we see how you are. We're going to ask you what you like and want to do anyway. And so we want to give you what you want anyway. And all you got to do is really follow some of us because we'll have you doing what you enjoy doing. And all jobs make up our workforce. We just got you going to do that. Even fake news jobs. Somebody's got to do it.
That's right.
You know, somebody's got to create it. Anyway, question number three.
All right.
On the show, I've gone through what is fake news, and you listeners out there, if you caught the show late, you can listen to our podcast and get the comments from our staff here. Then I ask, how is fake news created? Because somebody's got to create it.
Mm-hmm.
Some human being has got to create it.
All right.
And I think we've kind of lost sight as to how a lot of this stuff evolves. We don't understand humans do all that. And if it's not you, it's somebody else.
Yes.
Anyway, so then the third thing is, how does fake news affect jobs? Because I'm here to talk about jobs. I'm going to give you my thoughts, and I'm going to ask the thoughts from our staff here. Anyway, and see what they got to say. But I think it affects jobs because people have evolved to a point now to where they are just flat out lying. And I don't even think they even know they're lying. And it is all the way up until the White House, even.
It starts at the White House.
So I don't know where it starts, but it's all the way up there where people getting questioned about things that they've said and they can't back it up.
You know, everything falls downhill.
So they're humans too. And some of you are trying to get there, which means you're doing exactly what you see them doing because they're your mentors. And so all you got to do is look at it. And I'm not going to call it wrong because somebody's got to do it. I don't. That's all. Anyway, but how it affects jobs? It affects jobs because people are saying things that they can't back up. That's one thing. People are scamming, saying that they can do jobs that they really can't do, and the employer finds out a little too late. Let's see. What else? The people are lying about their experience. And experience is the best teacher because experience is all demonstrable.
Well,
it's all demonstrable. And with lying about their credentials.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said this on pretty shows. I'm going to say
it
again.
Fake news.
Well, I'm going to give you a chance to throw your comments in there. But anyway, but your credentials. And I've said this before. I want to help all of you out there. Credentials are nice to have. I got a bunch of them. But if you don't think they're worth anything, I can't get to you if you're stuck on credentials. But something I've found out over the years that you already know as well, there are no A's and B's in the workplace. There's only performance. And the proof is you know people who don't have as much. You know people that's got more than you. And they're struggling with a job. Because performance is what creates everything else. And so you know, people are lying about they got these degrees and stuff like that, making the institutions look bad. You know, and they can't perform. There's nothing wrong with having them. If you got them, great. If you want to go get more, that's great. But it has nothing to do with your performance. You know, there ain't no 3 O's out there and 5 O's and 4 O's and unconsciously or consciously. What about all the ones that are 2 O's and 2 5's and 1 O's? They still perform. And many of them, you know, have good jobs, making money, multimillionaires are. You already know some of this stuff. And the last thing, some of these things that contribute to affecting jobs is lying about our sex. Even we say one thing to get a job, and you know we dress up a certain way and look a certain way, you know, for the sake of a job. Anyway, so it affects jobs, and I'm the type of person, you know, if you can do something that I want done, then great. If you cannot do it, then you can't. And that's going to show itself. It doesn't really matter. Anyway, so anyway, but that's how it affects jobs. It hurts our production. It hurts our morale. As a country, we struggle because people, we have generation on top of generation on top of generation that have now fallen into this thing. I got to step on somebody. I got to lie about who I am. I got to present this and that in order to get a job, as if they aren't going to want another one 6 months from now or a year from now or 2 years from now, because most people want something better after they get it. Some people actually watch others go get it. They change jobs 3, 4, 10, 20 times in their career because somebody got to choose them anyway. Anyway, but that's enough about how I think fake news affects jobs. Mr. Dukes, how do you think fake news affects jobs? I get carried away. So
I see you done got carried away.
Yeah.
The very things you said, Gene, is that because people lie on their resume. And that's one thing sometimes I think ought to be thrown out because they make themselves look like they are the top professional in that field that they're applying for.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them don't even know how to get through the door for an interview. And then on top of that, like you said, they don't, that's funny when you said that, some of them don't even know their gender. So that's
not wrong. They just don't know. Self-discovery.
Well, I wouldn't say that they don't know their gender. Maybe they don't want to put down the correct gender. Because regardless which one they are, they do. But anyway, that's what caused a lot of problem in our jobs and in that profession. And another thing, as you said, when they go for an interview and they meet whoever going to interview them, however how they're going to get interviewed, and if they get accepted, once they get accepted, you're looking for performance. And you find out what he wrote on the resume doesn't compare to what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
Or what that individual can do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really set a bad preference for the next coming individual that wants to apply for a job if they want, you know, looking for the same type of job.
Okay.
People need to be truthful. And as you said, this thing, doing it all, I said, is really done. It started at the top. It comes from our top officials. Everybody can tell you right now, so-and-so lied about what position he has. So if he can do it and get away with it, I can do it. I can go in for an interview and get away with it.
Okay.
So it's a sad situation. And now, and then another thing, we have a lot of immigrants that comes in, and the immigrants don't know the profession. They got to learn it. And in the meantime, as you said once before in your show, nobody took away a job from you, and you're right, because those individuals that are here are not doing what they need to do to be able to qualify for the job or for that position.
Okay. All right. I'm just listening.
And that is a really misunderstood situation there, because we must learn that we have to apply ourselves, regardless who we are, for the position.
Okay. All right. Mr. Bobby, you got any comments on that?
Well, I think you got maybe a couple of problems. You have one when you talk about job reports and whatnot. If things aren't accurate, I don't think you're going to change the mentality of the people and whatnot, and you're not going to help the problem in the country. You're not going to help people find jobs because you got one report that will show things great, another that shows things are awful, and then you just people, and that everyone's giving up, and next thing everybody's going back to work, and then it just doesn't help someone who's almost at this point after so many years sitting there going, well, do I need to continue? Do I need to look? Do I need to whatever the case may be? Then you got the other problem that we're forgetting, I think, the training aspect. We're forgetting about telling people about this training aspect. Then you got the other thing, you know, about telling everybody that they're college material and they may not be or whatever. But I think that we're not, that this fake news is not fostering a good mentality, is part of the problem that's causing people to not. You know, I heard this, I have to find this clip last night about Mike Rowe saying, we can make America great again when we make work cool again. Were you watching that yesterday?
Yeah.
I need to go find that and record that.
And on that same token, Mr. Jones, that same token, when we look at it, and I think the worst thing is on that fake news probably, everybody want to get paid a big salary.
Yes. Well, yes.
They want to be paid at the top of the scale, and they don't even know the profession. They haven't gotten trained. And today, the society that I see in my profession, they don't want to get trained. They want to learn on their own, and then they mess up everything.
Okay.
So.
Anyway,
resume, I think if a person sit down and write a true resume about his ability and everything, and don't be ashamed to tell what he knows, you're either going to get accepted or not accepted. And a lot of things can come into play, but I think it, you know, 10 years ago, I could have said a lot of things, but today, your professionalism has got to show when you go and apply for it.
Who determines what that is and how it should be shown? It's another human.
Yes, another human.
Anyway, so.
Because every human has a what? Someone over him.
And not every human, but, you know.
Well. Everybody except the president. He works for
us. I'm talking about humans, period, on the planet. So I'm talking about humans, because humans perform. Humans are creatures of habit.
All right.
And so it seems like creatures within that creature is designed to dominate another creature.
True. Well, that's always have been in this society, this country. And not only in this country. And there's always human sitting over human, and human always wants to be dominant.
Okay.
So whatever he's doing or whatever position he is. But back to the job, what we got to do to make the individual available for a job, what we got to do to show the individual that they are qualified for the job?
Well, maybe. Are you asking a question?
Yes. No, yeah. I'm asking an open question, what I'm saying is.
Okay.
We got to get, we're here to help somebody get jobs, help them get the jobs. So they have got to let us know that they want a job, that they need a job, and that they're willing to apply themselves for the job once they say, I've heard them call in and ask you. You say you want a job. What type of job you want? Yeah, I want to be a waiter. Well, I know a couple of restaurants been hiring. So What can we do to help this guy to go get this waiter job or this waitress job?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing is that we are trying to convince people that this is, if that's what you want, then you got to let us know. And then we can apply to help you, give you some information so you may get there.
Okay. I'm just listening.
Here, you want the quote from that I said?
Yeah,
bring it here. Hang on a second.
If you want to make America great again, you've got to make work cool again.
Now, what is he saying?
He's saying some fake news. But he's saying.
Whoa.
If you want to make.
That's not what I heard.
That's not what I got out of it.
I mean, I just wanted to say, this. Someone came up with this "Make America Great Again," and everybody picked it up. That's how easy that is for people to start following.
Okay, I see you're dissecting it to that part. But see, I was talking about ethics,
right.
work ethic.
Right, but you guys are talking about ethics, and so I said, make it cool to work.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, the people that are doing fun jobs got cool jobs, and obviously, everybody has been probably asking you all your life, what would you like to do? And maybe all it is getting you to realize what you really like to do so we can put a title on it. Anyway, it's time for a break, though. But maybe it's just that simple.
It could be just that simple.
But we'll be right back. We're talking about fake news as it affects jobs. Gene Hodge, Mr. Dukes, and Mr. Bobby. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
Come on.
If you have a disability or know someone who has a disability between the ages of 18 to 65 that is collecting Social Security disability payment, but you would like to get off the Social Security and get a job where you can be self-supportive, making enough income. Well, I have a way of doing that to help you. If you have an interest or know somebody, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com, especially if you're in the greater Tampa Bay area. But if you know of anyone, period, this is a national program designed to help people with disabilities to get competitive paying jobs.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you up in the Little Rock, Arkansas market, as well as out on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Listeners, I have good news for you to help our entrepreneurs out who have appeared on the show. If you need business cards or web development or app development or printing needs or network security type work done on your system, I have the right contacts for you. Just send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com and I will connect you with the proper people to help you out. I look forward to hearing from you. Tell them that you heard about it on the Opportunity Hour.
Ba-ba-ba-ba. Don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know where I'm gonna look.
Look here.
I'm gonna find my purpose.
Look here to find your purpose. I know you do what you want to do when you get ready. I believe part of that is your purpose, and I believe it all can be turned into some type of employment if you want it. I'm just trying to get you to do the fun things, because either I'm kind of fortunate, because I don't know if the guy heard my show or not, but one of the politicians mentioned about having cool jobs. Could you You got the clip again?
I do. Hang on 1 second.
And you're talking about making America great again. I've always thought it was great because this is the only place I've been.
If you want to make America great again, you've got to make work cool again.
That's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make it cool because the stuff you do all the time is cool. Only problem is most of you are doing something and then you go to work and do a job.
No, they go to work and do something else.
There's no way you can be productive doing what you don't want to do.
That's right.
So anyway, he's got it. Make a job cool. You know, because they're going to have job creation. So my suggestion out there to the listening audience, if you like to do what you want to do, have something cool, right now send in as many ideas to your political people about that job creation so they can create titles that you can identify with. Maybe it's just that simple, Mr.
It could be just that simple, but, you know, and that's another thing, too. We have to tell the labor force or the politician what type of jobs we want on the market.
So true.
Because everything that the politician put on the market may not be what fitting for our need. And this could have a lot to do with our unemployment.
Okay, well, I'm going to say that. We and that slogan, Make America Great Again,
mm-hmm.
I can't speak for everybody. But maybe some of you have gotten lazy. And maybe some of you are waiting for us to do something for you. And they keep telling you all the time, tell us what you want. And we keep waiting for them to tell us. We want them to give us something. We want them to give us job titles we've been familiar with for the last 20 years. When the workforce is changing.
That's right.
The job titles are changing.
That's right.
But we want them to tell us. And all I'm saying is people have been asking you all your life, what do you want to do? Let them create a title because that's all job creation is. It's creating something for you to do. You put a title on it.
And you get paid.
And you get paid. So why not do what you do anyway?
That's right.
That's why I have this show, Employment Opportunity Hour. Take advantage of the opportunities, not a job. But anyway, I'm just going to say that fake news is going to be out there. It creates jobs as well. You know, and it's important to understand that I don't have to like it. It's important to understand how workforces create volume, productivity as a species in a country.
You said one thing. You said fake news create jobs. Fake news also, you can lose your job.
Exactly. Yes.
Fake news is something you got to be able to. If you can't prove it, then.
Well.
So it creates temporary
that's
jobs.
Right.
I'm going to give you an example. I met with a guy yesterday. Not going to mention his name. It's an agency that's supposed to help people to create jobs. And I met with the guy and I showed him my background. I showed him some articles and a few other things. And the guy said, you got any proof?
Well, that's right. He, even though all the articles weren't proof.
Right. Anyway, so you're going to have people out there are going to say it's unconsciously they just don't see what you've done. No, anyway, so I ended up telling this guy, it isn't what I said, it's what they said. And it just kind of like went over his head. Anyway, so I want a lot of you out there, you're going to run into people that you can tell on your background and what you do, and they're going to say, you got any proof?
Trying to figure out who they was.
Yeah, you're going
to. And you had articles to show them.
So be prepared because you're only dealing with another human.
Mm-hmm.
And no one has walked in your shoes, so you cannot expect for them to understand.
That's right.
What you got to do is to lead them down the path, so make them aware of how can we know you if you want to know us. But you don't have to prove anything. I don't suggest proving on this show at all.
No.
I don't suggest that, period.
Not for us for a job factor. I'm just saying, but when we say fake news, they must realize that fake news is something you have got to, it come down to the point.
We must
prove what we are saying. That has got a lot of individuals, the journalists has lost their jobs in the last few months.
Yeah, but we just increased the enrollment for more journalists.
That's right. That's exactly. And
we got another.
You got some more coming out of college, so they need a job.
Yeah.
So that helped. That makes the fake news grow a little bigger.
So bad work ethic, but you got more jobs.
You got more jobs. That's right. It's bad work ethic, but you got more jobs.
Okay, so be conscious then of the word job creation.
Right.
And be conscious of if somebody says we got 93 million people out of work, then maybe someone's going to create something for the purpose of giving you the satisfaction, I can get a job now.
They're going to be created because...
Okay.
They're going to be created now because our leader has said a lot of the big companies now are going to be staying in the country. They're going to spend billions of dollars, and they're going to create jobs for all these jobless people that are going to need jobs. And this is going to be the important thing, I think, as a person looking for a job or a career. He must be truthful when he go and apply, because there's always going to be somebody in line.
Okay.
So if he don't create create a good atmosphere himself and good behavior, you know, it'll just go right on in file 13.
Okay, well, this is for all you job seekers. I'm going to say maybe some of that is fake news. I'm also going to say go out to Google and just type in layoffs by major companies. Just type that in and do it every month. If we can see what's coming. On the flip side, if I own the company, or I own stock in a company, and the company's going to make money so I can make money, my understanding is that companies are free to go anywhere on this planet. And so I don't know if any are going to stop, or I don't know if someone's saying, well, we're going to create jobs and we're just not going to tell you about the others. I don't know. What I do know is it's how we got to over 90 million people unemployed. I'm not sure how that has happened.
Well, according to our labor economy and everything, they're saying that a lot of our jobs, as you said earlier, just said, a lot of our jobs were shipped out of the country. And as you just said, that you're able to go anywhere you want to go with your company.
Well, I just want you to think of this. While someone's saying they're going to stay here, we're bringing in an awful lot of immigrants to do something. And maybe they're going to do jobs that we don't want to do. They're going to work.
That's why it's important that these jobs stay, that the companies stay here to create these jobs for our own people and for the immigrant.
Okay. Anyway, so I'm going to just say, just keep an open mind. The immigrants got to do something. And not only that, they're not being brought here by themselves. They're being brought here with an entire system in place to get them here.
True.
Including jobs and welfare and money and everything else. So
that was the one that come across.
But anyway, to have companies say we're going to stay here is fine. Nobody ever said who's going to get them jobs, and it's very clear to understand that. Yeah. We need workers.
I may cut you off, then nobody said who's going to get those jobs, but this is the time that the people that are looking for jobs need to prepare for those jobs.
Okay. I understand that. Anyway, for all you job seekers out there, spend the next week thinking about what it is that you would like to do, because you do what you do anyway. You have been doing it your way all along. Fake news is still going to be there. See if you can separate yourself from the fake news and go out and tell everybody what you want to do, because they're going to ask you anyway, and realize that you can get exactly the job that you want. And call us back and share to help someone else to get what they want as well, because you have been doing it your way.
And do not present fake news.
Okay. So now we're out of here. Good night, Mr. Dukes. Good night, Mr. Bobby.
Good night, Mr. Jane. Good night, Mr. Bobby.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.